currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Connie Terman. Once again, citizens who participated in the city's opinion survey rated Kirkland as an excellent and very good place to live. To add to their positive view of their city, participants value Kirkland's location and small-town feel. Most were satisfied with goods and services available in Kirkland, neighborhood infrastructure, and how well the city is delivering services. When asked to rate the importance of certain city services, results reflected police, fire, and emergency medical services as the most important. Recycling and garbage collection, pedestrian safety, and maintaining streets received the second highest important rating. In addition to rating these services as important, participants feel the city is performing them well with improvement needed in street maintenance.
We're not going to hit 100%, and we're not going to hit 90% probably, but we make decisions based on what this says. And so I think that we have to keep that in mind as we go through here.
General findings associated with neighborhoods include a sense of safety walking in neighborhoods in the day or nighttime, satisfaction with streets, sidewalks, and roadside landscaping, and a high level of emergency preparedness that includes having working smoke detectors in their home, a disaster supply kit, and an emergency communication plan.
Looking at how they rate Kirkland as a place to live, looking at their ability to mention specific positive qualities and the low mention of concerns suggests to me that things are indeed very good here in Kirkland for residents.
More than 500 registered voters participated in the telephone survey. The survey questions were also available online, and more than 300 responses were received, although they are not considered statistically valid. To view the summary of both surveys, go to www.kirklandwa.gov/CMO. Local student and currently Kirkland volunteer reporter Jack Kaplan put together this story on a unique outdoor classroom at the Environmental Adventure School, a choice school in the Lake Washington School District.
When you hear the term middle school, you probably don't think of camping adventures, environmental conservation, or community service trips. That is, unless you've heard of the Environmental Adventure School. The Environmental Adventure School isn't your average middle school. They focus their entire three-year curriculum, which includes kids ages 11 to 14, around caring for and studying our environment. Part of this curriculum involves coming out on a regular basis to do various types of community service work around town. Earlier this month, the kids went out to Juanita Bay Park to work on weeding out invasive plant species and making room for new indigenous plants and trees.
What they do is instead of having to compost, have people bring this all the way up there, what they do is they compost it like on-site, is what she said. They make piles of the black wires and just things that they don't like, make them really big, like over there. Then they can have like the salamanders, they love them, so she said that you can see them going around, and I think it's cool because you don't have to bring it all the way up there.
The whole school goes out and does a variety of different things, including teaching some elementary school students and working at a salmon stream in Redmond and doing various service projects around the area. And I have a group that works with the Kirkland Parks and King County so that kids can develop an appreciation of the value and uses of parks and make a contribution that hopefully helps improve. There are a lot of able bodies. We get them out here and they work hard for a couple of days.
The Environmental Adventure School truly is a middle school like no other. Instead of splitting the curriculum into progressive 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, kids spend their time at school going through one three-year comprehensive program that covers all subjects and mixes all three grades and age groups together for classes.
We offer a very strong curriculum and a very tight-knit community and really develop the kids' leadership skills.
We're trimming the blackberries because they're invasive.
And we need to trim them so like the roots are above the ground, like about a foot, so the person who's going to take out the roots can see it.
It's a really sorry state because it was covered in blackberries. But now that we've removed the blackberries from here, it'll get a chance to grow up. really big. So if we just kind of keep a nice area around it, this, you know, within 3 or 4 months, you're going to see some really nice new forms.
The kids do a report on their experiences after every outing to display what they've learned from the trip.
You get to educate everyone else in our school about what happens, what we do at these stewardship projects.
This is a large part of what makes the way the Environmental Adventure School teaches so outstanding. The local community gains just as much from the children's education process as the kids do themselves.
We're all really lucky to live in the beautiful place we do and to have the Kirkland groups here that do all the volunteer work they do to help out in the park and keep it the special place it is, and we're lucky to get to help them.
For more information about the Environmental Adventure School or for volunteer opportunities at Juanita Bay Park, visit these websites below.
Looking for fun, educational, and active ways to enjoy your spring and summer? Then check out the Spring Summer Recreation Guide. The guide was recently delivered to more than 35,000 Kirkland mailboxes. Kirkland offers it all: day camps for kids, parent and child programs, adult dance, and aquatic programs at one of the city's most popular summer places, the Peter Kirk Pool. Activities are offered at the North Kirkland and Peter Kirk Community Centers. Registration is available by mail, phone, and online. Kirkland is entering its busy season of special events, and the sweetest of events happen on April 3rd, Free Cone Day at Ben & Jerry's.
What flavor did you get?
Mint with chocolate.
Mint, chocolate? Oh, cool. What flavor did you get?
Vanilla.
How do you like it?
Good.
It's a favorite Kirkland tradition and Ben & Jerry's way of thanking its customers and to celebrate 34 years of scooping the chunkiest, funkiest ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sorbet. You'll have plenty of time to get your cone as the doors to scoop shops around the world will open from 12 to 8 p.m. If you're looking to receive event information via email, sign up for the Kirkland Event e-guide at www.explorekirkland.com. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.